So let's review. Today's daf continues with discussion of Ashkavase de Rebbe, the passing of Rebbe. Hahu yaima de nachnashe de Rebbe, gozer rabban and taniso bo rachme. On that day that Rebbe passed away, the Chacham decreed a fast, and they davened for his recovery. Amsei de Rebbe, the maidservant of Rebbe, who was not a simple woman, upon witnessing his extreme pain, and constantly removing and donning his tefillin, threw an earthenware vessel from the roof, which distracted the Chacham from their tefillas, and Rebbe passed away. The Gemara relates, B'shas Pitirasesh Rebbe, Zakef Eser Etzba'es of Klabimala V'Amar. At the time of Rebbe's passing, he lifted his 10 fingers upward and said, Rebbeinu Shaloylam, Gali V'Dula V'Necha, Shiyagati Be'eser Etzba'es of Betaira, B'Lenanesi Afila Be'etzba Katana. The Gemara continues that when a tzaddik passes away, the malachim come before Hashem and say, Rebbeinu Shaloylam Tzaddik Pleini Ba. Hashem responds, Yavo Tzaddikim V'Yetzi L'Krasai. And the tzaddikim come out to greet him and say, Yavai v'shalim. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Zak the Mishnah. Kol zman shehi beveis aviyah, gaivik subasa la'olam. If a widow is being supported while she lives in her father's house, there is no time limit to when she can claim her ksuba. However, kol zman shehi beveis ba'ala, gaivik subasa ad eser mechamesh shanim, sheyesh be'eser mechamesh shanim, shetasa toivik neged ksubasa. If she lives in her husband's house, she has 25 years to claim her ksuba, because we assume that the favors she did for others over 25 years with the funds of the house amount to the value of her ksuba. And the Gemara explains that it's 25 years regardless if she has a large ksuba or a small ksuba, because lefum gam l'shichana, the amount she gives away to others is in proportion to her wealth. A wealthy woman with a large ksuba does more expensive favors, and a poor woman with a small ksuba does less expensive favors. Divrei Reb Meir, Sha'ama Mishum Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. This is the opinion of Reb Meir. The Chacham Aimrim, the Chacham say the opposite. Kol zman shehi beveis ba'ala, goyvik subasa la'ilam. If she lives in her husband's house, there is no time limit, because we say that she was embarrassed to ask the Yerushim for a ksuba because she is living in their house. However, kol zman shehi beveis aviya, goyvik subasa ad esu mecham eshanim. If she lives in her father's house, she has 25 years to claim her ksuba. After that, we say that her silence indicates that she was meichel v'ksuba. The Chacham add, Mesa, Yershel, maskirin ksubasad esem v'chameshanim. If she passed away, her Yershim have 25 years to ask for a ksuba, and after that, we assume that they were meichel v'ksuba. The Gemara inquires, L'remeyer ma'o shetashalish, according to Remeyer that she loses her ksuba after 25 years because of the favors she did to others. Do we prorate and deduct from her ksuba for each year? Teiku, this question remains unresolved. The Gemara questions the opinion of the Chacham. Amalei Abayla Rabbi Yosef. Asoi koidim shkiyas hachama, goyvik subasa. Lahacha shkiyas hachama, loy gavya. And the Chacham saying that if she came at the end of 25 years, right before sunset, she receives her ksuba, because she was not moichel. And if she came right after sunset, she does not receive her ksuba because she was moichel. Bahi purta ichalta, was she moichel in that small amount of time? Rabbi Yosef responded, in Kol midas chacham keni. All rules of measurements operate this way. For example, in the case of a mikvah, ba'arbam sa taivel, ba'arbam sa chasak kurtav, and a yochel little ben. If there are 40 sa of water, it's kosher. And if it's a drop less than 40 sa, it's pasul. Even though 40 sa is the amount of water that covers a person's entire body, and it's possible that a drop less than 40 sa will also cover a person's entire body. The Gemara presents a number of exceptions to the ruling of the Chacham. Tavak subasa, harei kibitzchila. If she demanded her ksuba within 25 years, the 25-year limit begins anew from that point. Shtar ksuba yoytze mitachas yadeha, goyvik subasa la'ilam. If the widow had her ksuba, she has no time limit to claiming it, because we say that if after 25 years she was meichel, she would not have kept it, but returned the document to the Yershin. The Gemara proceeds to present a machlokes according to the Chachamim, where after 25 years we assume that she was meichel. Bar Kapara says, Leishano elamona u'masayim, ava teisefes yeshla. She only forgives the ikur ksuba, but not the teisefes. Rabbi Yechanan says, afila teisefes ein la, she forgives the entire ksuba, including the teisefes. The Gemara concludes with a story involving Rabbi Chiya Aricha. His mother-in-law was married to his brother, who died without children. There is no Yibam because she's an Erev of Chamaisai. However, he was his brother's Yairish and obligated to support her, which he did while she lived at her father's house. After 25 years, he discontinued her support. She claimed Havli Mazaini, Havli Ksuba. He claimed Loi Mezaina Islach, Veloi Kesuba Islach. He no longer has to support her, nor pay her Ksuba because she never claimed it. She went to Rabbi Bar Shila for a din Torah. As part of the story, Rav Chiya related that for 25 years, Bekasfoi Amtoila. And Rashi adds, Mezaina Seho Miyem Liyam. I personally delivered her Mezainis every day. Upon which Rabbi Bar Shila ruled that in this case, Beis Avia has the same din as Beis Bala. At Mishum Kisufa Hu Delaitava. She was embarrassed to say anything because of the honor Rav Chiya accorded her by personally delivering each day and not because she was Meichel Ksuba. The Gemara concludes that the ruling of Rabbi Bar Shila is correct and that she's entitled to either continued support or her Ksuba. However, she can only seize Nechasim de Misna, properties that Rav Chiya Aricha received as Yerusha from his brother, but she cannot seize Rav Chiya's own properties. Hanelo Chanoise Seishua Baruch Hashem completed the 12th parak of Masechet Ksubas and will begin the 13th parak, Shnei Dayan Gezeris, in the next daf, Be'ezras Hashem.